All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a closer look at hard facilities management, or hard FM, as I've seen it shortened.
That's right, hard FM.
And, you know, at first glance, I have to admit, I thought, okay, we're talking about fixing leaky faucets and changing light bulbs, but the material you sent over paints a much bigger picture.
Yeah, it's way more than just, you know, simple repairs. Hard FM is really about looking at the big picture when it comes to a building's infrastructure. It's strategic, it's proactive.
So it's not just about reacting to problems as they pop up, but actually trying to prevent them in the first place.
Exactly, yeah.
And I see this term asset preservation coming up a lot in the material. Is that essentially what we're talking about? Like extending the lifespan of a building?
Absolutely, yeah. You hit the nail on the head. The goal is to keep those assets in top shape for as long as possible. It's a bit like, well, think of it like a car, right? You change the oil, you rotate the tires, you do all these little things.
Right, preventative maintenance.
Exactly, and it prevents those bigger problems down the road. And it ultimately, you know, makes your car last longer. Well, it's the same with buildings.
Okay, so instead of waiting for the roof to cave in, you're saying we should be proactively inspecting it, sealing those minor cracks before they become major leaks.
Exactly, and it's not just the roof. We're talking about everything, like making sure the HVAC system is running efficiently, ensuring fire safety systems are up to code, you know, all those things.
And I imagine there's a pretty compelling financial argument for Hard FM as well.
Oh, absolutely. Neglecting these things can really hit you in the wallet.
Yeah, so you're not just talking about saving money on those small repairs, but also avoiding those big, costly emergencies down the line.
You got it. Imagine a major HVAC breakdown in the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah. Ouch. You're looking at emergency repairs, lost productivity, who knows what else.
Yeah, precisely. So a well-planned Hard FM strategy, it's not just about saving money, it's really an investment.
Right, an investment in the long-term health of the building. And of course, we can't overlook the safety aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Hard FM has a pretty big role to play there too.
Oh, without a doubt. Safety is paramount. You know, making sure that fire alarms are working properly, emergency lighting is in place, the building is accessible.
Right. You know, those are things we kind of take for granted, but they're absolutely crucial.
Exactly. And in the UK, we have some pretty strict regulations in place to ensure those standards are met.
And for good reason, I imagine. You're dealing with, you know, the well-being of people. We are talking about potentially saving lives.
I say so. Yeah.
You mentioned UK regulations specifically. Are there any particular regulations that stand out in your mind when it comes to Hard FM?
Yeah, there are quite a few. But one that immediately comes to mind is the Regulatory Reform Fire Safety Order. It came out back in 2005.
Okay, 2005.
Yeah, and it basically puts a lot of the responsibility on the building owners and managers to conduct those regular fire risk assessments, you know, to make absolutely sure that all the fire safety systems are up to scratch.
So it sounds as Hard FM is not just about maintaining the status quo, it's also about, you know, anticipating future needs and challenges.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about, I mean, looking even further down the road, what about the role of Hard FM in making buildings more sustainable?
That's a great point. And it's something that's becoming increasingly important.
Yeah, especially with, you know, the growing focus on reducing carbon footprints and everything.
Exactly. So Hard FM can play a big part in implementing those energy efficient technologies, you know, thing like smart building systems, maybe upgrading those HVAC systems to be more efficient.
Right. Maybe even incorporating things like solar panels or rainwater harvesting, making buildings more self-sufficient.
Yeah, absolutely. And by optimizing the use of resources, we can make a real difference in reducing the environmental impact of buildings.
So it sounds like Hard FM is almost like a long-term investment strategy. Not just for the building itself, but for the planet as a whole.
Well said, yeah.
It's definitely given me a whole new perspective on the importance of maintaining those buildings that we spend so much time in.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, it makes you think about, even in our own homes, how those small preventative measures, you know, like cleaning the gutters or checking the smoke detectors.
Yeah.
It can really make a difference in the long run.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thank you so much for shedding light on this important topic.
My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, we hope this has given you some food for thought about the buildings you live and work in. And until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep diving.